Perek Zayin in Masechta Mishnayis Erevin is learned for the benefit of the soul of Sarah Elke Basir of Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away in Achron Shel Pesach Ha'elof in Tov Shin Ayin. This Mishnayis is learned B'Torek Shnalas Ha'avelis Tei Nishmosa Tzrura B'Tzrair HaChayim. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Chaloin Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. If in the wall that is in between the two yards, there is a window, arba al arba, and the window size is 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, betoich asora, and the window is lower than 10 tfachim from close to the ground, within 10 tfachim of the ground, ma'arvin shnayim, so they can place two separate erivin. One house can put an eriv in this yard separate. The separate Erev. And if they wish, they can place one Erev together. Pachus marba al arba. If the window is smaller than 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, or it's higher than 10 tvachim from the ground, ma'arvim shnayim, then they have to place two Erevin, each yard separate Erev, ein ma'arvin echad, and they cannot place one Erev together. Says the Bartanura, chalein, that is in between 2 yards, there's a wall with a window in between 2 yards. So if it is betoich yud, within 10 tefachim, sheheik tzas mimenu, it doesn't mean that the entire window has to be within 10 tefachim, but part of the window has to be 10 tefachim. Vafilu mashu betoich yud, even if it's any drop, a drop of the window is within 10 tefachim, somuk lekarka, that it's close to the ground. Ma'arvin Shnayim. So they can make two separate Erevs. Eilu la'atzmon, this side of the yard, from the wall, from the window on the wall to themselves. Ve'eilu la'atzmon, and from the other side of the yard, the other wall, make themselves. Ve'asurim zu'imzu, and then they would be prohibited one to another. It's not 1 yard, it's separated. But also ve'imrotzu, if they wish, ma'arvin echad. They can make one Erev, so that these people should give their Erev together with the other yards, and they make one Erev, and then it becomes 1 yard. Becomes 1 yard, they become united, they become one through that window connects them. But what happens if that window size is pachus marbo? So then la pesachu, that's not considered an opening. Ve'en roi laver mizu lizu, and then it's not fit to pass through one to the other. And if it's higher than 10 tfachim, nami lenichet hashmishtoi, it's not an easy use, hilkach. Therefore, a marvin echad, you cannot make one erev. The dafke, but this applies specifically, bechotzer she'ena mikura, in a yard that has no roof over it. Avo bebayis mikura, hamikura, but if it's a house that has a roof, afilu lemaila miyud, even if the window is higher than 10 tfachim, ma'arvin echad, they can make one erev, shederech, losum safsalim v'tevis, svivis habayis, because the custom is to place benches and boxes around the house, v'nichet hashmishto, and even if it's higher than 10 tfachim, it's a comfortable use, and that can combine both sides of the house to make them both as one, to make them erev together. Mishnah base. Koy sol shebein shtei chatzeiros, the wall that is in between 2 yards, gevoya asore high 10 tvachim, v'reichav arba, and wide, the thickness is 4 tvachim, ma'arvim shnayim, so then each yard puts a separate erev, ve'ein ma'arvim echad, and they cannot put together one erev. Hoyu b'reich shepedis, if on the wall they were laying fruit, eloi lemekan v'eichlin, the people from this yard can go up to the wall from this side and eat, ve'eloi lemekan v'eichlin, the people from the other yard can go up to that side and eat. Ubilvad shelo yirid lemato, but no one is allowed to take the fruit down from the wall into the house downstairs, down the bottom. Nifritz ha'koisel, if the wall was broke, ad eser ames, up till 10 ames marvim shnayim, then you place 2 erevin. Every yard places its own erev. Imrotzun, if they wish, marvin echad, they can place together and make 1 erev. Mipnei shuki pesach, because the broken area becomes like a door. Yeser Mekan, if it was broken more than 10 Amos, Marvin Echad, then they have to place one Erev, and Marvin Shnaim, they cannot place two Erevin, everybody separate Erev, because that is 1 yard. Says the Bartanura, Koisel Shemesh Techat said is, Hi, the Nokad Rechav Dalet, this that he mentions here was high 10 is wide 4, Lav Mishum de Tzarech Rechav Dalet, not because it's necessary to have the width 4, the Mehavi Stimit, that it should be called a blockage. The mechitza berechav kolduhu, because a wall which has any width havistime is considered a block. Elam should the boy the mission the sefer, but because he wants to teach us in the sefer. Ho you bereisha pedus. If on the top there were fruits elo in the mekan veichu, these can go up from this side and eat to bilvad. And it says shelo yiridu lamata, they're not allowed to bring it down below. The choshiv rishus ban pinafshi, because it's considered a rishus by itself. The choshiv rishus ban pinafshi, because it's considered a domain in of itself. Ulai dina, for that halacha tzorich, for this halacha of not being able to carry it down, that it's a rishus by itself, tzorich sheyerech dalet. It needs to be 4 tzvachim wide. The pachas medalet have a mokim patur, because less than 4 would be a place that is a patur. Umutar neil vei loir damata, and those and both of them would be able to, would be allowed to bring it down below. Ubilvad says lo yiridu lemato, they shouldn't bring it down below. What does it mean? It says lidiyurim bebakim, to their living place in the house. Avo bechotzer shori, but in the courtyard it's permissible. This halacha that the Bartanura says that only lidiyurim bechotzer avo bechotzer shori, that has to do with the fact that the wall is treated like a gag, and the Gemara says that things that were the gag is a separate rishus of a house, still for the chotzer and the gag is one is permitted because a gag and a chotzer are one rishus, and even a chotzer which doesn't have an eidev, you can carry within the chotzer the kalim that were in the Erev, in this case the food, whatever was on the wall, that's even without an Erev, you're allowed to carry it around the inside. What happens, we're talking about now that there was a breach in the wall. If the breach is up to 10 Amos, then Marim Shnayim, they can make 2 or 1, either one. But Yoser Mekan, it's more than 10 Amos, have a pirzer, that is a breach. Then it's considered all 1 yard. And if each one makes an Erev by itself, and what happens, if each one didn't make for itself, it's as if they would split their Erev, and these would prohibit on these, so none of them can carry. Mishnah Gimel. Charitz shebein shtei chatzedes. You have a hole that is in between 2 yards. There's like that this hole runs across on the side of the 2 yards, and it creates a separation. Amuk asore, it's 10 deep. The hole is 10 tefachim deep. V'rochav arbo, and it's 4 tefachim wide. Ma'arim v'shnayim, then you put 2 erevin. Each yard places a separate erev. They are nechad, and they cannot put an erev together. Afilu molik kashik tevin. Even if in the hole you are lying straw, nevertheless they are considered 2 separate yards. Molik ofer. What happens if it's full with sand, utzreiros or pebbles that are mixed with dirt? Marvin Echad, then they have to put 1 Erev. Vein Marvin Shnayim, and they cannot put 2 separate Erev. Says the Bartanura, Chritz Oruchu, that's a long hole, Umapsik al pnei kol chotzer kula, and this interrupts along the entire yard, V'rochav Dalet, and it's wide 4. The Pachos Mekan, because if it's less than 4, noyech liposei, it's easy to step over it, misvasi lisvasi, from one edge to the other edge. So that would not qualify as a separation. But, vafilu molik tem mekash, even if that hole was filled with straw, Lav stima, that is not considered to be, it's not considered to be a block. The lemevat lehosa, because he's not leaving it there, he's not giving it up over there. The seifa litla, then he's going to take it, so the hole remains. What happens? Says in Mishnah Dalet, nosano of neser shudochev arba tefachim, if he places on the hole, that is deep 10 tefachim or 4 tefachim wide. So he put a board which is 4 tefachim wide. You should be able to walk over it. The chain shtei zutrois, and likewise 2 porches, zukaneged zu, one porch opposite the other. And he put a board that is 4 tefachim from one porch to the other one, so you can pass over. Ma'arvim shnayim, then you put and make 2 eruvim and vimrotsu. But if they want ma'arvinecha, they can make 1 eruv. Pachus mekan, if the board is less than 4 avos. Marvim shnayim, then you place 2 separate eruvin, they marvin echad, and you cannot make 1 eruv. Nosan olav neser, if he placed a board on the hole that was 4 tefachim wide, misvosi lesvosi, from edge to edge, kein gesher, like a bridge, havi kimay pesach, that's like an opening, and therefore, if you want, you make 1 or make 2. Same thing is basically sutrois, 2 porches, kimin tikra by lettuce mirshusa yochid. Al rishus rabim, it's like a roof that protrudes outside of the private domain onto the over the public domain. V'nosan neser rochev dalet, and he places a board which is wide 4 tefachim, mizu lezu, from one porch to the other porch. Habinami pesach, that is also considered as a door, and he can make it either 1 or 2. What happens? Pachus mekan, less than this. Shein haneser rochev dalet, if the board to pass over is not 4 tefachim wide, the space, if we're talking about the charitz that was 4 tefachim, we're talking about the width of the board that the person walks over it. If it's less than 4 tefachim, adam yover ra yore laver olav, person is afraid to walk over it. That's not considered a comfortable use, and therefore you can only use it as 2 eruvin, but in marv nechad you cannot be marv 1. Mishnah, mat vein shebein shtei chatzedes, a heap of straw which lies in between 2 yards, that makes up the wall. Gavoya sora tefachim, it's 10 tefachim high. Marvim shnayim, then you place 2 eruvin each yard separately. Vein marvin echad, but they do not place together. Eilu machile mekan, the people from this side yard can allow their animals to eat from the straw of that side. Eilu machile mekan, and the people from the other yard can let their animals eat from the other side of the straw. Nismayet atevim asara tefachim, if the straw became less than 10 tefachim high, marvin echad, then they may have to put 1 eruv, ein marvin shnayim, and they cannot put 2 separate eruvin. If it diminishes to become less than 10 tefachim high. Says the Bartanura, Matvin, that's Godishel Tevin, it's a granary made out of, a heap made out of straw, Umafsik Apnei Kol Reuchava Chatzedes, it interrupts along the entire width of these 2 yards, Eilu Machilin, so then that is a separation, and they have to have 2 separate ones, and not Echot. But Eilu Machilin, these Manichin bam can feed, they allow their animals lechel minatevin to eat from the straw. Veloy chayshinon, we don't have to worry dil mamamit atevin meyud, and that he might take away from the 10 vahavelei choda, and then it'll become 1 reshus vaasriya hadodi, and they're going to prohibit on each other. Umetaltli bechotzer, and then going to be carrying the chotzer vilemaskia daetayu, and they won't place their minds in it. Laholoy chayshinon, for this we don't worry. Even if it was diminished, if the miyud, the diminishing, making it less than yitvachim, was not on the face of 10 amas and more, then that would not prohibit it. Because up to 10 amas, it would be a door, and that's not considered, they can still be considered separate eruvin. And the animal does not diminish, take away so much through reading in one Shabbos. What happened if Nismay Tatevem Yutvachim, if this straw became less than Tvachim, the Tatvachim, Abne Kolerech HaChotzer, by the length of the entire Chotzer, Oy B'meshach Eser Amos V'Oid, or more than 10 Amos and a little more, which causes it to become 1 yard, Ma'arvim Echod, then you make one Eder, even Nismay B'cholif Ne'a Shabbos, that only if it was Mimayt before the Shabbos. But apparently, if it was on Shabbos, then they can't have to stop carrying. Mishnah Vav Kates of Mishtatvim B'Mavui. How do the people in the street make a combined Erev that you are should be allowed to carry from the yard into the street? Meniach Esachovis, the Bal Habayis, the owner, can place a barrel of wine. Va'imer, and he says, Harizel Chobnei Mavui, that this barrel of wine should be for all the people that live in this street. And everybody should have a portion of that barrel. And he gives it to them, he merits it to them by his son and daughter, the adults. He says to his son or to his daughter, you should be, please merit this, or go ahead, merit this wine for all the people that live in the street. Or through his Jewish slaves or Jewish maidservant, by the ishtay, or through his wife, they should merit the wine for all the people that live in the street. And they raise the wine and they say, I'm zoicher, the wine for all the people that live in the street. But he cannot give over to the other people. Loyal de b'nai b'taktanim, not through his son or daughter, which are minors. Loyal de avdim shivchos haknanim, and not through his slave or his maidservants who are not Jewish. B'nei sheyodom ki yodei, because their hand is like his hand, so they cannot be meriting and getting it and acquiring for the other people. So how do you do the shitufim voice? Says the Bartanur, as maniach esachoviyis, he places the barrels mishaloi. If it's his own, if he wishes, then he has to benefit them and give it to them, to acquire it for them. If he takes from them, then it doesn't have to be zeicher, then it's them. But here he's giving his, that's why he has to be mezakeh them. He gives it to them, he's mezakeh, he's merits it for them through his son and daughter. Omer lahem, by saying to them, Kablu chavizu, receive this barrel, uzchuba, and merit it l'shem, kol bnei amavui, for all the people who live in the street. The one who merits, raises the erev, a tavach on the ground. The kol ha'ichad man chabirshu, say, lahav izchia. Because everywhere it's laying in his rishus, he cannot, is not meriting for them. So they have to raise it. Va'aymer, and he says, Zachisulam, I was zeicher for them, I married for them. But if it's his son or daughter, which are minors, or slave or maidservants, which are Knanim, not Jewish, they cannot be zeicher, because their hand is like his hand. That's not a zechiyah. Zechiyah needs to go out from your hand for somebody else to merit it for the other people. Mishnah Zayin, if the food that was lying for an Erev became diminished than the amount that needs to be, and the owner who has the Erev wants to add from his Moisef, he can add and he can add from any kind of food, even if not this is exactly the same food, and he merits the food through another person, he does not have to let them know that he placed more food. If is added more people from the street, came more tenants, then he has to add umezake, and he has to merit through another person for them. And then he has to tell them that he has made an erev for them. Says the Bartanur and Ismail to Eichel Mishiuri, I'm a furish lakamanasism from the amount that will be explained later on the Mishnah. So then Moisif umezakim balahisiv mishaloi, if he wants to add from his, afilu mimin achar shein mimin ashitu farishin, even if he wishes to add from another type which is not from the first type that they became partners, Moisif umezakim, he can add and he can merit for them. he doesn't have to notify them. Since part of the first type has been left over, it does not appear as if he's making an erev to begin with. But if he gives from the type of the first item that they used to begin with, even if it has been totally finished, still maybe he can bring from that type and he can marry them, and he doesn't have to tell them, because as long as it's the same type, even kola, even if it's totally straight, and for another type, if it's not kola, it's okay. What happens if the yorim, if there's additional tenants, so now you need more, so then you can add, but you have to mezak, you have to tell them. Only if the chotzer has two openings to two separate streets. When he makes the erev with the people that live in this street, he's not allowed to use the other street. He has to tell him, maybe it's not comfortable for them that they should acquire one side and to place his hand on the other side to get the other hand. But if there is no other opening but to this door that they have became lechatchila as partners, so there's only one, and it's a deal, then you don't even have to tell, because he's not giving up anything. The zochim la'odom shalei b'fonav, you can marry for a person without his, not in front of him. V'incham la'odom b'fonav, you cannot make a guilt for him only in his face. So in this case, since there's only a benefit, so therefore you can do it even without letting him know, because you're not giving anything up if there's only one mavui that they're using. Mishnaches. Kama hu shiurim. How much is the measure of food for an eruv? Bizman shem merubim, if there are many people, which is 18 or more, mazin shtei sudas lekulam, you have to have for two meals for all people. If you have food for two people, for two meals, that's enough for all people. Bizman shehen ma'otim, but if the participants are the people in the yard, are few, less than 18, kigregis, then you need the size of a fig for each one, so is Shabbos, just that it is the amount for carrying on Shabbos, l'kol echad v'echad, so you need for each one, so each person under 18, if it's less than 18 people, needs the size of a fig for each person. Says the Bartanura, that if the shear is when they're merubin, how much is merubin? Yudchaz b'nei od melamayla, that's 18 and up. Then you need two meals for enough for all of them. The Moser Shtei Mezuz L'Kulam. What happens man shehein mo'atim? If there are few people, so then you Moser Shtei Sudas and Yudchas Gregres. These are 18 figs. So that's 18 Gregres. 18 Gregres is enough for as many people as you have. Once you have 18 Gregres, but if there is mo'atim, then you need a Gregres for each person. Like the shir is loitzoy is Shabbos. There's the Bartanura, shir shal loitzoy is Shabbos. That's the amount for carrying on Shabbos. Ki amei tzoichel b'Shabbos, one who carries out food on Shabbos, in the chayb, bachz miki gregris, is not liable for achatos, if it's going to be less than a size of a gregris. Mishnah test. Omar Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi, b'med varam amurim, when are these words said that the food of the Erev has a shear that it needs to be betchilas Erev in the beginning when you place the Erev? Avol b'shir the Erev, but when you place the Erev, there was a shear. And afterward, there is missing of the shear, kol shuhu, any amount that is left over is sufficient. Because when they said that you should place an Erev in the yard, elo, it's only that the children shouldn't forget the laws of Erev. Therefore, it is sufficient whatever remains. The Bartanura, that it's only betchilas Erev, but b'shire Erev, shenismat mishure, that it was diminished from its shear. It's okay. They did not say that you have to make an Erev in the yards. Achar shenishtatfu b'movi, after they already have participation in the street, elo shalaytishtakach teres Erev v'chatzeres mitenekes, only so that v'loy amru l'arev v'chatzeres, says the Bartanura. Achar shenishtatfu b'movi, after they did participate in a movi. So they did not say to also make an Erev v'chatzeres, elo shalaytishtakach teres Erev v'chatzeres mitenekes, only so that it would not be forgotten the laws of Eruv Chatzeres and the children, Shainan Yoidim Shenishtatfu B'movi, they don't know that they were mishtatfu in the Movi. Hilkach Makilim Bay, that's why we'll be lenient. Ba'af Agav, the time of the Ma'arvin, Eruv Chatzeres L'achar Shenishtatfu B'movi, Havi Kadesh L'Tishtakach Teres Eres Minatenekes. Even though that is the reason that we are the Eruv Chatzeres after we've made a Shitufu M'vois, is in order not to forget the laws of the Eruv Minatenekes. Mekomakim, Ein Haloche, Kirabi Yosi b'shiure Erev, with leftover shiure Erev, what's left over from the Erev, the leimakalina be kula hayu, not so lenient, and if the was left over, we are not going to allow that for an Erev. It doesn't work. Says the Mishnah Yud, b'koil ma'arvim u'mishtatvim, with all types of food, with all types of drinks, you can place an Erev to chumim, and make a people, an Erev for the people of the street, that should be able to carry in the Movi, that's Shutofim. And an Erev Chatzeres, you can also make from all kinds of bread. But Chutz min HaMayim min HaMelech, but with water and salt, you cannot make no Erev. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, this is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Shua says, Kikar hu Erev. An Erev must have a whole loaf. Afilu mafi saw, even if the bread is baked from a saw, large quantity of flour, the prusa, if it's broken, then you cannot make an Erev from it. Kikar bi isa, but if you have a bread which is bought for a small coin, husholim, if it is whole, ma'arvin boy, then you can make an Erev with it. Says the Bartanura, b'koil ma'arvin, Eruvit Chumim. With everything you can make is Eruvit Chumim. But the Ilu Eruvit Chatzedis, but Eruvit Chatzedis, Eimarvin Lepas, has to be only bread. Umiyu Bakol Ma'arvin Doma Rabbe Lozor. When Rabbe Lozor says that you are Ma'arv with everything, Hocho, over here, Lasuy Eruvit Chatzedis, he's coming to include that an Eruvit Chatzedis too, Shema'arvin Lepas Prusso. That you could make an Erev with a broken piece of bread, and you don't need a whole bread. Upolig alei Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua disagrees on him. Only a whole aloche ki Rabbi Yeshua, that you need a kikar shalom, you need a whole kikar. So if you have even a saw and it's a perusei ma'arvin boy, the timer, and the reason why you need a whole, shum eva, because of anger, shaboyim or hatred, shaboyim bnei achotz al demachloikis, because the people of the yard will come to fighting. Loimer to say, ani neis shleimah v'neis imprusa. I'm giving a hole and he's giving a piece, so it has to be a hole. Kikar be iser v'usholim arvin by. Even a kikar is worth an iser if it's whole. You can use for an erev. Neis to neiser be erev. You place an erev in shar kikars with other loaves shal bnei achotz. Ubilvad, but provided she ibn kulam, amongst all them, and it needs to be kegregris to kolechot v'echot. You still need a gregris for each one of them. Rambam pirish, the kikar shalom ki isur, that a kikar who is a whole, like an isur, ma'arvin bay levad, de l'chol b'nei ha-chotzer. That's enough for the entire people of the chotzer, ve'in tzarek shiur, that you don't need a shiur. The old kegregris is not according to his opinion. Mishnah Yudalef. Noisen Adam a Ma'a L'chamveni. A person gives a Ma'a to a storekeeper that sells wine and lives with him in the same street. Ulenachtum, or to a baker that sells bread and lives with him in the same yard. Kadesh Yiske Lebeirev, so that the people from the yard or from the street will buy bread or wine for the Erev. He should also have a part in their Erev. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, this is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Chachamim, the Chachamim say, Leizochu leMa'aser, the money that he gave have not merited him a portion of the Erev. Umoidim, the Chachamim agree, B'shar Kol Adam, that if you gave money to another person, the Erev to be part of the Erev, not to a storekeeper and not to the baker, Shezochel Amoysev, then this money did merit for him a part in Erev. Shem Arvin La'odom Elo Midaito, because you cannot place an Erev for a person only with his knowledge that he says. Om Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Bamedvar Mamurim, when are these things said that the owner has to know that they're placing a Erev for him, Beruvit Chumim, only by the Eruvim, which is for the boundaries, because maybe he wants to go to the other side of the Eruv. Avo be'eruv v'chatzeres, but by the Eruv which you place in the yard, ma'arvin, then you can place for an owner, even the daitev shleil daitev, whether he knows about it, whether he doesn't know about it, v'shidochim l'odom shleil b'fonov, because you can merit for a person, not even in front of his face, you can do a person a favor even while he doesn't know. Ein chavon l'odom shleil b'fonov, but you cannot do harm to a person without his knowledge. He has to know that, since if it's only a benefit for him, that's why you can do it without his knowledge. Says the Bartanura, a person can give a more amount of money to a storekeeper, who sells wine and lives with him in the same street, or to a baker, who sells loaves, then he lives with him in the yard, and he gives it to him, loy be'eruv, that he should marry to him, and the eruv him chaverov with his friends. If the people of the city, of the street, are going to come to buy wine lishatif lishituf for participating in the mavui, oy bnei chotzer, are people in the yard liknes kikar to buy a loaf le'eruv for an eruv, sheyili chelik boy, so I should have a part in it. His money did not merit for him, she'ein mois koines, for the money cannot acquire ashi yimshich until he makes the mashicha. Even if this storekeeper is the one that is making the eruv for all the other one, and he was meriting also for zeha gam lazeh, and he did it for all the other ones, for this one ain't an eruv. Not, he's not an eruv. Shadli niskaven lezakis loy b'matnas chinam, because for this one he wasn't intending to give it to him as a free gift. Kishadam zakim be'eruv, like all the others who are meriting for other with eruv. Ella sheikna b'moah, but he should be kinda with the moah. But in a kinda loy, but the moahs cannot acquire for him the moahs ain't no kindness, because moahs are not kind of nimtza ma'arav loy b'moahisov. It comes out that he made him a eruv with money, and therefore it's not a good eruv. However, moedim b'sharkalod chacham will admit that by other people balabai is shomer lechaveri. Balabais, who his friend tells him, "Hey, lechmo zu, take a moav, v'zachel li be'eruv, and go v'zeich for me for neiruv." V'holav v'zikel loy, and he goes and he was mezakev for him. Shekona eruv, he bought the eruv. Then he was koina the eruv, and it's a good eruv. The hoil ve'ein bal habayis rogi limker kikris. Since the balabais is not usually sell loaves, leniskaven ze elo lasis shliach. So he only became his agent. And it's as if he said to him, make an eidah for me, not buy for me. So it's not the kinyan, and which he cannot be koina for him till he makes the mashiach, but he's making the eidah, he's as a shliach making the eidah for him. She'ei ma'arvin la'odom, kishe ma'arvin lo'y mishaloi, when you make a person eidah from his own, in other words, if he has to give it elamedaiti, he has to give. Hilka gabi chenveni. When we talking about the storekeeper, oh marloi zochali, he tells him, be married for me. Leniskaven a liknes man. He didn't intend but to buy from him. Leisamach olav sheyase shluchei, that he's going to become his agent. Umoyes ein akonis, and therefore moyes are not cannot have the power to acquire. Leisamach daite. So therefore, he did not rely on him that he's making him a shliach, because he was wanted the money to buy it. Nimtzum arav lo shlevedaiti. So it comes out he's making an eruv, not without his opinion. Says Rabbi Yehuda that it's only true by eruv etchumim. By eruv etchumim is choyv hu shemafsid letzad achad. Over there, by making the eruv, he's losing. There's a loss because he loses the other side. Maybe it's not good for him. But a native chatzedes, and which you don't need really the das of the person, zochlan shlebifonov. So therefore, even without telling him that he makes him for a shliach, and even though the mois was not koina, he still has a good erev because he was zeicher for him, because that's only a zchus. This completes Perek Zayin of Masechta Irvin.